You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland has recorded its seventh COVID-19 related death since the beginning of the pandemic. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says the man was an 80-year-old Australian who had returned home from the Philippines via Papua New Guinea. The death comes as two new cases of COVID-19 were recorded in hotel quarantine in the state. Ms Young is urging Queenslanders to get tested if they show any symptoms of illness.
We know that is the way to manage any outbreak, that we find the first case in an outbreak. That's very important. So please, any symptoms at all, just come forward for your own peace of mind and that you get tested as soon as possible.
And Australia's medicine regulator has identified a second case of rare blood clots believed to be linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has released a safety alert announcing the possible link. The blood clots affected a woman aged in her 40s who was vaccinated in Western Australia. Head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt, says despite the latest case, he wants to reassure people the odds of the rare blood clot remain low.
Now, just to put this in perspective, I think it is administered over 1.2 million now. Doses of vaccine, 700,000 or more have been Pfizer, have been AstraZeneca, I should say. That means 2 out of 700,000 is 1 in 350,000. And when you look at the British data, which quoted about 1 in 250,000, we're down at these things. And that's an extremely remote and unlikely event. It's a very rare finding. As I've said before, your chances of winning lotto are much, 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 much higher.
And Victoria says it's yet to receive a response from the federal government about its proposal to divert AstraZeneca vaccines to GPs while a consent process is set up for people under 50. Victoria has suspended administering the vaccine to anyone under 50, including healthcare workers, and wants the surplus of the vaccine to be given to doctors to vaccinate older people in local clinics. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says he's awaiting a response from the Morrison government.
It's a common sense way that whilst we're working on the final recalibration of the vaccine rollout, we can divert some 80,000 vaccines from state sites that don't need them right now to GPs who are calling out for them.
An organisation representing the coffee industry in Australia is calling for the government to appoint a commercial officer to help small businesses through the ongoing economic impact of the pandemic. Phil DeBella from the Coffee Commune says a commercial officer, similar to the chief medical officer role for the states and the Commonwealth, could help navigate small businesses through the ever-changing landscape of restrictions.
What we're really struggling with right now is the uncertainty. So when decisions are being made and one minute we're going left and one minute we're going right and nobody knows what's happening, that's what everybody's struggling with is, you know, if you don't have the information and the data, you can't actually start to plan and map out your scenarios of where of what you need to do to run your business. We're getting some good advice, you know, from the medical officers. Alongside of that, we should be putting in a chief commercial officer that does the same thing for the commercial side of things, for the business. So the well-being of business owners and small businesses that it talks about. How do we get the commercial side stimulated?
And the federal government has decided against buying the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to boost the nation's immunisation rollout. The government was in talks with the pharmaceutical giant, which had asked for initial approval for its vaccine from Australia's medicine regulator. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has ruled out proceeding with the purchase at this stage because it's too similar to the AstraZeneca drug. Johnson & Johnson also required a no-fault compensation scheme before it would sell vaccines to Australia, which the government was not committed to introducing. Mr Hunt says the government is continuing to consider a range of vaccine options.
We've followed the advice of the Scientific and Technical Advisory Group, which looks at the prospectivity of vaccines, looks at the effectiveness and the safety and the reliability of supply, and they provided advice on 5 different contracts across 4 different vaccines and 3 different platforms.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.